You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Being a single parent is a tough job. Being a single mother raising a son in one of the nation's most violent cities is really tough. Loyola High School in Detroit interviewed more than 100 women who raised or are raising young men. Many of them said they felt very alone. Those interviews eventually took form as a video entitled Never Alone in Detroit. The project was produced by Loyola and funded by the Michigan Council for the Humanities. Here's a little clip of some of the women.
And I'm just fearful, not that he's doing the wrong thing, but he may find himself at the wrong place at the wrong time. So my biggest fear is just him, the violence of the inner city.
You know, no mother wants to get that phone call, you know, that their child, you know, didn't make it. Whether or not they did get caught up in the influences or whether, you know, again, they were just walking down the street. That's the biggest fear.
Joining me now are two people who worked on that video. Kathy Gross teaches at Loyola High School in Detroit and is an adjunct professor at the University of Detroit Mercy. Gregory Sumner is a professor of history at the University of Detroit Mercy. Tell me a little bit about Loyola High School.
Loyola High School was founded in the city of Detroit about 24 years ago to address the high dropout rate of urban males in the city. And it was designed specifically for that, although it's grown and extended beyond. But it is an all-boys high school. And it's to welcome and provide structure for young men in the city that want to advance. Our school has broken records of being 6 years, 100% college acceptance, 100% graduation rate. But it took a long time getting there. And the whole idea of Loyola is to support young men that are facing challenges in an urban environment.
What prompted this project?
I've been teaching at Loyola 19 years now, and I see women struggle every day to keep their sons doing the right thing, keep them out of trouble, and often they don't have the support they need, and they feel alone. And I felt it was an important voice. The Humanities Council looks for voices unheard in Michigan, and we hear the statistics about the young men, but we don't hear the voices of the women who are trying to raise them and do the right thing, and often feel they're the only one.
I want to ask you, Gregory, they often mentioned there were a lot of places, there weren't a lot of places to turn to help raise their sons, not a lot of support, not a lot of moral support, which led to the feeling of being alone.
Yeah, sure.
How can this video help them?
Well, just seeing the video will encourage people. I did a lot of the interviews. These women are so inspiring to hear them talk, and they face all kinds of challenges, health challenges, economic challenges, the problems, issues of being in Detroit. The theme we saw is there's always someone to turn to, and they have found a community in their church, in Loyola at the school. They have found sort of alternative father figures. A consistent thing I think Kathy would agree is they all had a nice, strong support system.
So who got copies of this DVD of Never Alone in Detroit, and why?
Okay, we sent it to the women's studies programs through every college and university in the state of Michigan and sociology departments as well, and then offered it to libraries, and we have it available at Loyola for any community group. Several schools have asked that we provide it for their teacher in service so that teachers in Detroit realize what the parents are going through. Often people just say, oh, if the parent was better, the kid would be so-and-so. In reality, parents are trying. And often we don't see what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe they didn't have food to eat. Maybe that woman's struggling just for her own health issues. And maybe they have no one, or they don't even know where they're going to live the next night. And so too often we make assumptions.
So both of you can answer this. What kind of feedback have you been getting from people who've seen the video?
Overwhelmingly positive, you know, inspired. The most predominant, the women involved felt proud that they were able to share it with others. Number one, those who viewed it, we had a viewing at Mary Grove College in the theater, all came out in awe, saying they didn't realize what was going on. That it, you know, it was an awakening for some, and it was a very diverse crowd that was there from suburbs as well as the city. And then there were others that say, I can relate to that. I've gone through that.
I don't know how many single moms of raising sons in Detroit there are, but I do know that Detroit has one of the largest concentrations of single moms in the nation.
Yes.
And it would seem to be a pretty overlooked group in many cases. What kind of feedback have you been hearing?
Well, overwhelmingly positive again. And one thing I like about it, it's just the women speaking for the most part. And Kathy, you did a great job of editing. These are women speaking for themselves. And I would just say, I mean, I'm so enthusiastic about this. You don't have to be African-American. You don't have to be from Detroit. I think this thing has a universal aspect to it. It could be seen by people all over the country. Particularly single mothers would find inspiration in it.
One of the other elements of what we interviewed were young men as well.
Yes.
And other men that were raised by young women at the time who were single. And the theme that stood out over and over again is never give up. No matter what the young man is going through, no matter what he's doing today, never, ever give up. And that was the one thing that touched my heart, and the fact that the women, some of them felt undeserving almost of being loved, and that they felt so alone that people would look at them so differently, and that one of the women in an interview, she had a young son who was a baby, and her biggest fear was he would grow up to be like me. I can't imagine anyone feeling that bad about themselves. And if anything, this film should encourage people to reach out, maybe young men to be a mentor or older men, and women to reach out to other women. And if there was any goal I wanted to see in this, it would be that.
Are there any resources that you recommend or have in the video so people can who are find themselves in that kind of a place can get help?
Yeah, Dream Chasers is a mentoring group that's free, and it's young men, most of them have been raised by single moms in Detroit, that are very willing and open to help any young man and any mother in the family. And it's a wonderful group. It's part of reaching out and doing service as well in helping them find self-esteem and service. And for women, it was the churches that they attend now. Maybe they were abandoned previously, but they find one that does support them.
That's Kathy Gross, who teaches at Loyola High School in Detroit, and Gregory Sumner is a professor of history at University of Detroit Mercy. They were involved in putting together, interviewing more than 100 women and about 50 young men about being raised by single moms. The video is entitled Never Alone in Detroit. It was produced by Loyola and funded by the Michigan Council for the Humanities. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Lester.
You're welcome. Thank you.